Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show for the last day of May. Good grief, it's June tomorrow. Whoa. Well, we're really glad you're here. And this is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trans channel. Consciousness is entirely gone. So the being who comes through has absolutely pure free reign, no filters. And that's really important because a lot of channels don't realize, or may, that they're filtering some of the information with their own ideas and so forth. And so getting pure information is not all that easy. So that's another reason we do these shows, is so we can get the real deal to you. Okay? So here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
This is
Lady Sophia.
Ah, Lady Sophia, thank you so much for being here. This is awesome. We are very honored. Okay?
My pleasure.
Do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we start with questions?
I would like to address something that I see far too often, and that is when something is not going exactly your way, you start selling yourself out. Oh, well, you know, la, 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 la. You talk yourself out of having that which is your own good. It doesn't serve you. Let me say that again. It does not serve you. I would that you would let that go. That is my request of you for today.
All right. So that is beautiful. So another way of saying that is that when something isn't going exactly the way you planned or that you want, that you kind of wimp out and accept it rather than standing and holding the vision of what you really want. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And there are many of you listening who know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, so staying solid with what you want, even though the evidence isn't there yet, and not giving up, not whipping out and saying, oh, well, maybe I don't deserve this, or I guess the universe doesn't want me to have that, or whatever, something like that. This is does not serve, and you need to stand your ground.
And stand up for you. Stand up for you.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Okay. Verna, welcome.
Mary. I missed the first of it, so I don't know who I'm talking to.
This is Lady Sophia.
Oh, Lady Sophia. I have a question for you regarding the Roseanne uproar. What was the backstory on that? There had to be more to it, because I've heard people say much worse than she did.
There is more to it, but I don't think it would serve you to go into it.
Well, okay. okay. And what is the deal with Melania? She's been gone for about 3 weeks. What's going on?
Well, sometimes couples need a little distance.
Okay. All right. I will just say namaste. Goodbye.
Namaste.
Thank you, Verna. Cindy, welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
I'd like to add on to what Verna was talking about with Roseanne.
What my take on is that this was perfect that she did the tweet, even though it was not on the positive side. But people that have not necessarily be on the Trump side, now they're saying, look, if you're going to fire Roseanne, you need to fire this person, this person, this person. So I think in the big picture, it has woken a lot of people up looking at actors, actresses, news reporters, and such. So it has had a great benefit. Is that a good way to look at it?
That's partially true.
And can you say what the other partial is?
It's a slippery slope when you go to judge. That's the other part.
All right. I think what people are starting to, yes, they're judging, but I think they're starting to say, hey, well, I don't want this type of people in saying these type of things anymore. This no longer fits for me. And they more want justice being done. So I look at that as a very good thing of people waking up and not just saying, oh, that person said this, that person said that. So is that a good way to look at it, that they're waking up and saying, hey, this is no longer acceptable?
That is a good way to look at it, yes.
Okay. So, Mary, did you want to ask questions or do you want me?
Let me go first.
Okay.
For a little while. Okay?
Okay.
So, we'll take Carol next. Carol, welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. I'm in extreme pain. I wonder if you can help me without me even mentioning what's going on.
Done.
Thank you so much. And also, I have an issue with my sacred soul person. My friend in Montana apparently has talked him into helping with healing, and I don't like that. That upsets me. I'm wondering if that was the proper thing for him to do.
Proper. I will say that it served him. But
exactly. So what do I do about that? How do I counteract that, or do I?
You don't counteract it. You go for what you want.
Okay.
Plain and simple. Go for what you want.
All right.
That is basically how I started out this program.
Okay.
By saying...
Okay.
Is it not, dear?
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you. And thank you very much for any help with this pain. It is greatly appreciated. It's pretty bad. And namaste for now.
Namaste for now.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay, let's talk about the volcano and the Puna geothermal venture, which was planned by the Rothschilds and the Cabal people. It's my understanding that that station is being overrun by the lava on purpose to take it out so it can no longer affect.
I'm going to survive it, so. Yeah.
Okay, Carol. Can you hang up? or go to the other line?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, so is that Pele's or the Galactics or whatever plan?
Great minds think alike.
Yes, yes. Pele has never liked that fracking station there, hasn't she? No, never. So it had to go at the right time.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's my understanding that there was about 60,000 gallons of flammable liquid that was stored there because the cabal planned to use that to create a massive explosion, tsunami, whatever, and take out Hawaii and whatever else they could. And that about 3 weeks ago, that was removed with the help of the Galactics. Is that true?
That is absolutely so.
Great. And that outside personnel were sent in to do that over the objections of the employees of the plant. Right. I'm sure there was some opposition there.
There was.
Yes. But it all worked out. It got.
For humanity, it worked out.
For humanity, it worked out, yes. Not for those in charge of the plant, okay, who are now out of a job, and rightfully so, because that was a wrong thing to be doing. There's been so much on the internet about how the fracking hurts Mother Earth and creates these problems by shooting cold water down into places that the rocks are going to react.
It is a travesty to Mother Earth.
Yes, all fracking.
Yes.
Right, all fracking everywhere. Yes. Okay. Did the cabal try to use HARP to stop the lava flow from destroying the plant?
They tried to use several mechanisms.
Several, okay. Which did not work, okay? So it's in the process. My understanding, it's in the process of being overrun, and that all 11 wells have been capped. They're no longer operational. There's nothing happening there other than the lava creepy, creepy, creepy over the plant, yes?
That is correct.
Yes. Good. Okay. There's so much going on. It's just incredible. It's my understanding that Jeffrey Epstein is squealing to Mueller about all the people that were have visited his pedophile island, and that Trump actually has been there. Is that true?
That is true.
And did they try to use that as blackmail? Was it a long time ago? Did they try to blackmail him over this? Is there some truth to that?
There is.
Is there anything that we can tell our callers and listeners that would clear this up?
Your president was and is an honorable man.
Yes, I do believe that. And any one of us who hasn't done something stupid, at least in our young adult years, isn't alive, I don't think. We all have done dumb stuff, and he may have done dumb stuff too, but he certainly is an honorable man and has gotten his act together totally. And I believe it was the head of the Miss America contest that Trump was involved with for many years and said he was a total perfect gentleman on all fronts at all times. That
is accurate.
That is accurate. Well, good for her for coming out with that. Okay? Is it true that the House of Representatives...
It is true that these two beings support you in ways that you have no idea.
No idea?
No idea. Both of them.
Lady Sophia is talking about our two cats who are very well connected and alphas as well. And I know they love us, and we love them. And they're
but they support you in ways you have no idea. Energetically, spiritually, they're solid behind you.
I do believe that. I don't have an understanding of details. Is that important?
You don't need it.
I don't need it. Okay. I do know they support it. Yes. And I believe Jazz is feeling better than he was, is it?
That is absolutely true.
Okay, so the new stuff we're giving him is a value. Okay,
yes, absolutely.
Yes, all right. Good. Okay. So did the House of Representatives ban Trump from declaring war on Iran, which is a victory for Trump, okay, and also to not approve the Golan area to be taken over by Israel, that Congress got involved. Is this true?
It is true. What a nice thing.
Oh, what did Congress, most of them, get a brain? What happened?
It kind of slipped through.
It slipped through. Were those things attached to other bills as right, like riders?
Yes.
Which a lot of things have slipped through like that.
That's
okay.
Right.
So that means some of the House of Representatives members didn't know they were voting for that, those two things specifically?
They voted for what they wanted in the bills.
Ah.
Not these additions.
And did they care about these additions, or their own agendas were more important?
The latter.
Own agendas were more important. All right.
Okay.
So that's two big victories. Yes? Okay, it's been said that there's trillions, between 15 trillion and or less than that, coming back from the banks that was given to them after the Lehman crisis, which I believe was in 2008, the big banking crisis, that between 23 and 43 trillion was actually stolen by the banks, and that Trump has taken back that money, or a good portion of it, and is going to be starting to release it in June for inner cities and impoverished rural areas. Is this true?
Absolutely.
That is awesome. So it's going to create jobs and opportunities and job training. And will this be announced as a big program or separate individual state programs? How's it going to come out?
Piecemeal.
Piecemeal. Because nobody can dump $1 trillion into the economy overnight. I mean, that would be stupid and send everything out of balance. It's already out of balance, but that would make it worse. Okay. So this will come out little by little. Okay. Is there anything else we need to know about that potential?
Thank your president.
I do. He is awesome. He is really a great guy. Okay, next thing, John Brennan. Now has been come to my awareness that he was behind the Saudi Arabia attacks on the new prince in charge, Salman, and also behind the Russian dossier, creation of that. Is that true?
That is so.
And is this all going to be more fully exposed, John Brennan's guilt and nastiness, in the near future?
Again, that will be kind of piecemeal.
Piecemeal.
Yes.
Is he going to end up in federal prison? Maybe, maybe not.
Huh? Depends upon his negotiating ability.
Well, he deserves to be in federal prison, does he not?
That is correct.
That is correct. All right. So we shall see. And it's my understanding that John Brennan was a protege of Daddy Bush. And so that's was said by Fulford that that's another reason that Daddy Bush is back in the hospital. But he's trying to hide from being arrested, too. He's 93 years old, but he can still be arrested.
Correct.
Okay. So all of that. Okay. Okay, Cindy, do you want to come in and do a couple things?
Yes, please. Okay, I'd like to do some personal questions for some friends and myself first, and then hop into questions. My friend Velvet, I have her permission. She is aware that she had one implant, and she had it removed, but now she's aware if it came from the Galactics that the implant should have not been removed. So she's wondering if she has more implants and the one that was removed, did a new one get replaced?
Yes, it got replaced.
Does she have others?
She does.
And are these to help her adjust
They're
her
all
body
beneficial.
Sequence?
They're all beneficial, dear.
Okay. So will these help her when the event happens for whatever she's supposed to do after the event happens?
They will help her up to the event. After the event, she won't need them.
All right. Okay. Then my other friend, Janice, she has a friend by the name of Tracy Cohen, who's from Boston area. About 2 weeks ago, she disappeared. Her car has been found, and her purse was inside the car. She hasn't heard anymore. Has Tracy been found?
No.
Is she still alive?
I'm afraid not, my dear.
So was she taken, or did she decide to leave on her own?
She was taken.
By somebody she knew or a stranger?
An acquaintance.
Man or woman?
Yes.
Oh. Will her body be found?
No.
Are the police aware of these people?
No.
Oh. So this will just be one of those missing persons that won't be resolved at this point in time.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then a couple questions about me. Unintentionally, I now have four cats. but I love them dearly. Well, what would... After the event happens, are they each going to go off on their own doing something else, or are they going to come with me? Do you need their names?
No, but I can tell you this. You just try to get them to go away.
Okay. Even on...
What? Hello?
Cindy is in an area with bad reception, so this happens sometimes. She'll be back. Meanwhile, may we switch to the North Korea situation? And
comedy one or two?
Yeah. Benjamin Fulford reported that there was a... Oh, Cindy, you're back?
The call dropped. So all I heard was, I'm not able... They're sticking with me. And I was asking about Ari, too. So I wasn't sure. And then another question for me is, I was told some money would be in my bank account by today. when will it be in my bank account? If I don't get it tomorrow, these people are going to be on the street where there's no homeless shelters, no food banks. They're an extreme minority and will be totally discriminated against, and they have no clue what to do to be streetwise. When will the money be in my account?
Tomorrow morning.
So by 7 o'clock in the morning, the money will be there where I can access it and send them
yes.
money?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am so grateful. And then my intuition says it's okay, but part of me does not know this person that's loaning the money. And Francois, who's getting the loan, when he gets back to France, he has to do something for Laurent. Is Laurent a good guy? Or somebody to be cautious about?
Mostly good.
Okay, so it's nothing illegal Francois is going to have to do?
No, not illegal.
Oh, okay. So I'll just keep my mouth shut about it. That's appropriate.
Just hold it in the highest light.
Okay. So when will I be in France with Francois?
Before September.
Oh, that far away?
I didn't say before. You're the one who automatically went to long time.
I went to long time?
Yes. You didn't go, well, tomorrow is before.
Well, I would like to be there by the first week of July.
So be it. Okay. I support that.
Okay. So now I'll get on to other questions. Southern Poverty Law Center is not a very good organization. When will this company be closed down, dissolved?
It's going to be more like they see they have no purpose. And disband.
And about how soon will this happen?
Before summer is over.
Okay. And then there's a news anchor for CNN. Her name is Brooke Baldwin. Is she on the good side?
Kind of.
Okay. They said a U.S. rocket attack killed at least 50 Taliban commanders who were gathered for a meeting in Afghanistan's southern province of Helmand. Did this really occur?
Yes.
So this will help move the country more to peace?
Yes.
Okay. And then Hamas, they're doing rocket attacks on Israel. Is Hamas good? It's H-A-M-A-S.
They are defending themselves.
Okay. So how much longer are they going to have to defend themselves against Israel?
How much longer? It won't be happening this Thanksgiving.
It will not be happening by Thanksgiving. Is that what you said?
That is what I said, yes.
Okay. So what is going on between Jeff Sessions and Trump? Is this part of the 4D chess game that Trump is playing concerning Jeff Sessions reclusing himself?
This is part of the, what would you call it? There's a name for this type of theater. I think you call it farce.
Oh, goody. Okay. And then Judge Curtis Harnell, is there, he's over the Monsanto trial. Is he a good judge for the people?
Mixed.
So do you have any idea how this trial is going to end, if Monsanto is going to lose?
Monsanto will lose. It might not necessarily be this trial that triggers that.
Okay. So will Monsanto sort of like be out of business by the end of 2018?
Well, they'll still be kicking and screaming then, but it will be shortly thereafter.
Okay. And then in Venezuela, they kicked out the U.S. Embassy people, Robinson and Narajano, and they're saying, Venezuela is saying they're hooked in with the CIA. Is this accurate?
Did the sun come up this morning?
Okay. And then Carlos Ron, he was named the deputy foreign minister in charge of relations with North America, and he's Venezuela. Is he a good guy?
Yes.
Okay. It's being noticed that the sunrise, when it's just coming, starting to pop up where you can see it, it's happening about 90 minutes before it's normally supposed to. So what does this mean?
It's just another indication that normal went bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. So does this mean we're going to have longer days and not so much darkness?
What it means is everything is changing.
Okay. So this is why the people are also reporting in with lightning instead of it being white, you know, pure white. They're seeing it as blue and green. Is that the same scenario? Things are changing?
Correct.
Okay. And is there still the possibility that the event will happen before the end of July?
There is that possibility, yes.
Okay.
Would that be okay with you? Would that be okay with you?
Oh, I will be jumping up and down with joy. I will be so excited. There's sometimes, and I know millions of people feel like this. There are days it's so hard to try to gather questions for tonight's call. It just breaks my heart to see how mean people are to each other. And I just want the event to happen so people, their hearts open up. And so, yes, it's very important to me that the sooner the better on the event. So
Amen.
So when the event happens, will this start speeding up some of this other stuff, these questions that we ask about? Like, people are getting upset there's no arrest out of Trump yet. And the 30,000-plus indictments, they're not being unsealed. And YouTube is taking down all these YouTube accounts because they're pro-change and they're showing all the lies going on in Twitter and Facebook. And people are getting really frustrated and they just want to see some results. So is Trump going to start going after all this within before the end of June so people can have their joy again?
Trump is a strategist extraordinaire. When it is a time that will make it successful, he will do it.
Okay. And then one last question, I'll shut up, Mary. I was told I was going to be able to pay most of my bills by the middle of June. I believe that's still going to happen. Is that a good projection?
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for being here, Lady Sophia. I'll be quiet now, Mary. There's some other questions, political ones, but they're not real important from my point of view.
Thank you so much, Cindy.
Okay,
let's get back to North Korea. Brad?
Hi. Who's coming Brad, through tonight?
Hi. Could you limit yourself to 3 minutes, please?
Oh, yeah, of course. Thank you. Who's coming through?
This is Lady Sophia.
Oh, hello. I've talked to you before.
I think
you mentioned that you hadn't had an Earth body.
Correct.
Okay. Well, anyways, I'm sure you have a huge awareness for this plane, and there you're probably familiar with prosperity programs.
I am.
There was one called Omega, and will that still be a prosperity program?
It will.
Whether it's time unfolds or something unfolds, okay. And yes, okay. And do you have the awareness to such a keen awareness that you can remote view my body?
Yes.
So sometimes late at night around 2 in the morning, I'll call forth platinum rays and the keepers of the platinum ray, and I'll call forth angels of light in the name of the I Am Presence, and archangels to escort the platinum rays into my body. And does my body like being flushed with platinum rays?
Understatement.
What's the answer?
That's an understatement.
Understatement.
They love it.
Oh, my body loves it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I use the words I am that I am to call forth angels and archangels. Are they responding and assisting?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Lady Sophia has a little bit of Humor. Okay, I love it. Okay, and for the keepers of the platinum ray, I call forth an energy line of communication, so I have made communication.
Duly noted.
And is there anything else that you can tell me about the keepers of the platinum ray? Because someone said it was Lord Metatron, but then you or someone else said, no, it's not Lord Metatron, the keepers of the platinum ray. Is there anything you can tell me about the keepers?
They are a select group of beings who are extremely dedicated to their task.
Uh-huh, okay. And can I do this same process with pure white light and golden light?
You can indeed.
I have been doing that as well, because I have been. And again, I imagine my body likes that too. So those are the three lights that I work with. Is there a fourth
light?
Yes,
your body likes it.
Is there a fourth light that I should be doing? Because I've been doing platinum rays and brilliant gold and white light. Is there a fourth light that I should bring in?
If you want to bring in a fourth, I would make it the violet.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, I do that. Okay. And then a quick question about the spirit world. And so the spirit world, from what I understand, you can do something unloving in the spirit world. I mean, you don't have to be a perfect person. You can do something unloving in whether it's called heaven or the spirit world. And what happens, from what I understand, is you actually lose light. So my question is, I believe I have a spirit body here that's overlaying my body.
Of course.
And okay, so if you could, in the spirit world, if you can do something unloving and you lose light, or you can do something loving and you can move up to higher levels by, I don't know, processes move up through higher levels. My question is, can I repair my spirit body here in this world by using the Ho'oponopono? I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you.
Of course you can.
So I do quite a bit of the Ho'oponopono, so it, again, my body likes it and it's healing and repairing?
Correct.
And is it also a form of, in a sense, repentance, where I'm cleaning up my my past?
That is best done consciously.
Okay. And I guess my last question, can you tell me anything more about the Ho'oponopono and the words? And I know it's an ancient Hawaiian tradition. Can you give me maybe some more assistance of how to use it passionately, or in a state of twilight where you're half asleep, or it's just with the intention? Can you give me some...
I will say that it is best done sitting directly across from the one you're working with and looking directly into their eyes.
Yes. But what if I'm alone? And yes, I completely agree. But what if I'm alone and I want to kind of clean up something maybe that I did when I was 13 years old or 20 years old, or I'm trying to clean up my past? How is it still slightly effective in cleaning up my past?
Let me explain a way that you can clean up that path that is quite simple and straightforward.
Thank you.
You go back in a meditation to that time, mm-hmm. and you relive it the way you wish you had done it the first time.
Oh, I have heard about that. Oh, okay. I've heard about that.
Just redo it. It's not complicated. Just redo it the way you wish you had.
So for an example, when I was younger, I would tease my older brother, but that, as I look at it now, that was unloving to do that. So go back and in a meditation, look at what the loving thing would have been due, because I was that was unloving. So engage, go back in meditation.
May I speak to this?
Yes, please.
If you were to connect with him,
uh-huh.
you would learn that he was extremely glad that you were connected with him, and he did not see it as unloving.
Okay, yeah. It was a kind of like a cat and mouse, like a game maybe, I don't know. But as I look at it today...
This is you judging, but it's not necessary. It's not real. Let it go.
Okay.
Brad, thank you so much for your call. North Korea. I feel this is important. The summit is on, has been on, will be on, whatever, and may be done privately. And that Kim has really completely thrown in the towel and is going to cooperate, is true?
I wouldn't call it thrown in the towel. I would call it opening one's eyes.
Oh, okay. That is a better way of saying it. Okay. And that it's my understanding that there were two Khazarian Israeli subs off the coast there, the Koreas, that were planning to do some nasty stuff and blame it on either South Korea or China, or blame it on North Korea or China or something against South Korea. Is that true?
It would have been against North Korea, yes.
Okay. Okay, and that these two subs, because of the nasty plan, were simply dematerialized by the galactic so that they were bye-bye?
Yes, peace is the plan.
Yes.
We're going to have peace on this planet now.
Yes, and the Korea's being unified and working things out, so it is a peaceful situation. Right?
Correct.
Good, good, good. Okay. There was a man who walked into our the grassy area where we live yesterday for only 2-3 minutes. And we didn't know who he was. I was concerned. The host was not concerned because the host had warm feelings from the man. And it's my understanding he was an angel that came.
Yes, this angel, Minio, came for a specific reason. I think you're aware of this now.
He came to give the host warm feelings. That I am aware of. Is that true?
And support.
We never saw him come into the property until he appeared. And then he disappeared, which would be like an angel. It's hard for them to do that, is it not? So it was a real gift to us?
It was indeed a gift.
And I want him to know that we thank him for that. Thank you for doing that. We understand it's hard, and it was great. Okay. Tommy Robinson situation in the UK, who's been so mistreated, as I understand, and now the ban has been lifted for him to, for journalists in general, and him to, for this to be publicized about his mistreatment?
It has.
And he's okay?
Things, yes, he's fine. Things are shifting to the light in this dimension that you're in.
Yes.
And everywhere.
And everywhere. I love it. I love it. So however it's happening, good things are happening, whatever situation it's in. Okay, Harvey Weinstein arrested and wearing a boot, but he's not been arrested in the sense that he's incarcerated. He's just wearing a boot. Is he singing?
Like a canary.
Love it. Love it. So this will lead to more and more cleanup of the pedophilia, the pedophiles.
Yeah.
Okay. Worldwide, probably, because he was so well connected.
Very.
Yes. Okay. Benjamin Fulford said the U.S. military is somewhat split, that many are supporting Trump, but there's some that are not. Is this the truth, and how does this play out?
In the end, they all will support him.
Okay, so there's some that still need to kind of wake up and switch sides, so to speak. Okay.
Wake up and smell the coffee kernel.
They don't get the coffee, they just get to smell the ground. That's awesome. Okay. Very, very good. All right. There was a report among the some of the gurus that someone named Uta, that her husband, who works for the IRS, was told he would no longer have a job in 30 days. And we know the IRS is going away or being completely restructured or maybe just keeping the exempt organization side or whatever. Can you speak to this?
This is like trying to look at an individual gear in a very complex machine. The whole thing is going to change.
Yes. Okay. Well, is this a true story?
Yes.
By this person, it is. Okay, for that specific individual.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, we know the whole thing is going, the whole collection side is going bye-bye if it's not already pretty much closed up.
I think you will find it's going to be transformed.
Transformed into what they've reported just for business taxes and the sales tax on expensive new items?
Correct.
Okay, so that report, which is part of the Nocera stuff, is correct?
Yes.
Right, okay, very good. And a last question. Queen Elizabeth's link to Muhammad and with mixed blood, and of course, she is just part of an original German family. There's not really any royalty there. They just kind of took over, didn't they, at some point? Is this all true?
The winners write the history book.
Okay. She's also an off-planet being. She and part of the family?
Correct.
Yes, we know that. Okay. Very good. So the marriage to Meghan Markle, there's got to be a key there that's important. Can you speak to that?
It's an integration whose time has come and an acknowledgement of the roots of the royal, quote-unquote, family.
Okay, and more will be forthcoming as appropriate.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Lady Sophia, we are about out of time. Do you have any other message for our callers and listeners before we leave?
Who you are is magnificent. Never forget that.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lady Sophia. We're very grateful for your presence today and all of your beautiful information. the real gift. Thank you so much.
Most welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.